Joining us on the WBGO Journal, we have Noiré Rassan-Burge. He's a Newark-based filmmaker whose documentary, DNA Using Genealogy, It's a Change My Slave Last Name, it's been making the rounds at film festivals, and it's screening on February 13th at Kane University. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Born in New Jersey, raised in Newark, to my understanding.
Born in Hackensack, New Jersey, and moved to Newark when I was about five, and raised in the Weequahic section. I attended Maple Annex, Maple Avenue School, and then was gracious and lucky enough to attend the Newark Boys Chorus School right downtown Newark, and then eventually attended Arts High School. I'm currently an adjunct professor at Kane University. I also teach high school history and special education at Lead Charter School in Newark, New Jersey.
And now you're a filmmaker.
DNA talks about the premise of the surnames of Black people. So this subject matter is a very touchy topic. And many, you know, Black people and people of African descent, cultural people, and even academia may have had these discussions, but there hasn't been any real, in my opinion, real narrative or discourse, like nationwide or internationally, specifically around the surnames in regards to the transatlantic slave trade. So most people of African descent from the Caribbean and from the Americas, we all carry the surnames or the last names, which is English or European. So I'm African American. So if I introduce myself, let's say you meet me for the first time and I introduce myself as a beautiful name like Lin Yao Min or Rajiv Patel, you might look at me and strangely for a bit and maybe think once or twice, because maybe phenotypically you might say to yourself, hey, I don't resemble or look like a person of Asian descent or maybe a person of India. But if I say my name is John Robinson, you probably wouldn't think twice. And as we know, Robinson or Thompson or son of or Johnson, son of John or son of Tom, we know some of these etymology or etymological understandings of these surnames. So these are many of the elements of the film.
Your foundation is your biogenetics.
Some of the individuals that are in the film, Dr. Gina Page, Senator Kevin Parker out of Brooklyn, Newark's own Dr. Leonard Jeffries.
You are the result of her stream of biological development and his stream of biological development. And so that produces your biogenetic formation.
I even briefly speak on Amiri Baraka, who as a youth, my mother used to take me and to watch a lot of his speeches, and I would be mad because I wanted to be out playing baseball and, you know, out playing with my friends. And so she would grab me and take me to see Amiri Baraka's lectures. Dr. James Peterson, who's also from Newark, New Jersey. Many of these individuals give great insight and discourse around names.
We do know where we're from. The vast majority of us come from West Africa. And so we have something we can tap in. You may not know the specific one, but you can adopt one. And it's okay, right? Find one that works for you and use it.
With us on the WBGO Journal, filmmaker Noiré Burge. Where did this whole idea of making such a film come from? Was it research, a personal experience?
Okay. It was 7th, 8th grade, and I'm watching sports, and then a news feature comes on talking about the Burge twins. So there's these two white girls named Heather and Heidi Burge. And so I'd never heard of them before, but they had my last name. So I screamed into the kitchen, Mom, come here quick. There's these two white girls on television. They got my last name. And so she comes into the room and she looks at the television briefly. And then she looks at me, looks back at the TV and looks back at me and says, no, Noiré, they don't have your name. You have their name. And they might be your slave master's or offspring that might have owned your family. And she went on to talk about a brief history of slavery and how we got our names. And so I think now being a history teacher and then being a part of, I think, a broader scope in regards to African study and scholarship, I clearly understand that when we carry these surnames, and even as a sports fan, when I see the names on the backs of a lot of these athletes, it kind of, in my mind, represents the slave trade specifically. And I think that's what African Americans or blacks and Caribbean blacks are dealing with when we carry the surname. And then many aren't even aware that we are carrying, that they may be, but they never have given it a second thought.
As far as your own tracking of your ancestry, what did you find, and will you consider changing your own name?
Right now, that's the goal. It's not even just a name. So there's a lot of, I'll backtrack a little bit. There's a lot of debate over the accuracy of DNA. I trust the accuracy of the company that I'm using it. It's AfricanAncestry.com. The owners or founders, Kittles, Professor Kittles, and Dr. Gina Page. And so they use a specific algorithm, and different companies use different algorithms. And so I kind of trust that the results will give me my my specific ethnic group. And so I want to change my name specifically based on that ethnic group.
When this film screens in different places, different demographics, age groups, what's the one thing you want people to get out of DNA using genealogy to change my slave last name?
Just the understanding of the effects of the transatlantic slave trade here in the Americas, and how just speaking English is a part of that, carrying the names, many of our ideological perspectives, and just understanding history currently, as opposed to something that's in the past or has happened long ago. We're constantly living history. So people who see it, I think they'll like it. It's not a one-sided story, you know. So many people, when I've gotten responses, they like the fact that I didn't just go one specific way in and one angle and kind of just make the film around my story or my me wanting everyone to change their surname to an African name. You know, so you'll see a different viewpoints in this film.
Excellent. We'll leave it there. Nuari Burge, the man behind the documentary DNA Using Genealogy to Change My Slave Last Name. Thanks for joining us on the WBGO Journal, and hopefully plenty of people make it out to Kane University on February 13th.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, WBGO. Thank you.